Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into the Western Cape Education Department's strategic plan, the one covering 2020 to 2025.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission's pretty simple. Pull out the biggest strategic shifts they're planning and look at the major challenges they're up against.
It's a really important document, and the vision is, you know, it's very clear. Quality education for every child.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is really guided by four key policy priorities.
Which are?
Things like strengthening learning, improving the school environment, boosting functionality, and this is the crucial one, building in adaptability for the future.
Okay, let's talk about that future focus, because the curriculum shift is maybe the biggest story here.
Yeah.
We all know STEM, but the WCED is pushing something called STEAMAC.
That's right.
What are the extra letters doing there?
So they're going way beyond just science and math. The two A's stand for arts and agriculture, and the C is for coding and cloud computing.
It's a huge expansion.
It's a very deliberate move to integrate skills for, you know, the modern economy.
I thought the logic for including the arts was really interesting. The plan itself says that neglecting creative subjects has actually hurt skill development in other areas.
Absolutely. It's not just a nice to have. And of course, the digital side of things, coding, the cloud, that's just non-negotiable today.
Right.
But what's really vital for you to remember is that this future focus, it doesn't mean they're forgetting the basics. Not at all.
So foundational skills are still key.
Central. Early literacy and numeracy are still a massive priority, especially making sure learners can read for meaning by age 10.
And they're measuring all of this. The quality part seems important. They want to increase the quality of the final school results, right? The NSC.
Yes, exactly. It's not just about the pass rate. They're specifically targeting an increase in bachelor passes, which were, I think, at about 46.3% back in 2019.
Okay, so that's the ambition.
But that ambition is running headfirst into some massive demographic and social pressures. We really have to talk about the learner in migration.
The numbers are pretty staggering, aren't they?
They are. The plan cites an average of 26,328 new learners coming into the system every single year from other provinces, other countries. That kind of pressure, I mean, it just stretches everything to its breaking point.
Wow, every year. And then you add the other factors on top of that, poverty, unemployment, things like gangsterism spilling into schools. How does an education plan even begin to tackle that?
Well, they're trying a kind of dual approach, physical security and cultural change.
So on the physical side?
They're prioritizing high security perimeter fencing. The target is 311 schools, building on the 161 they'd already done.
And for accountability, they launched that new independent body in 2020, the
School Evaluation Authority, or SEA. Yes, that's a serious move towards independent oversight, which you really need when a system is under this much stress.
Makes sense.
And then there's the internal part. To deal with antisocial behavior and, you know, boost motivation, they introduce a strategy called Transform to Perform.
What did that involve?
It's all about values, a growth mindset, a change mindset, leadership development. Really trying to fix the internal culture of the schools.
Also saw some hard targets in there. They want to double access to technical, agricultural, and vocational subjects.
Mm-hmm. From 6% of offerings up to 12%. And they're also aiming for 70% learner retention all the way from grade 1 to grade 12.
So this brings us right to the core tension, doesn't it? You have this incredibly ambitious, future-focused plan, STEAMAC, tech skills.
Right. But it's being implemented under, well, severe budget cuts and just overwhelming pressure from that in-migration we talked about.
It's a huge lift. And here's a final piece of data I found fascinating. The document notes that 65% of their teachers are over the age of 40.
And that raises a really important question for you, the listener, to think about.
Go on.
Considering the social strain, the high demand for specialized skills to teach this new STEAMAC curriculum, and an aging workforce, what other strategies are needed to attract and, crucially, retain the next generation of educators?
It's not just about the plan. It's about who will actually deliver it.
Yeah. Exactly.
A critical thought to end on. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.